when I said the Green Hornet, I was not being myself, and I'm trying to accumulate external security, external technique, but never to ask what Bruce Lee would have done.
The beauty was that he immediately said, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. Sort of an awakening moment for him.
By the way, I did a really terrible job in that, I have to say.
Really? You didn't like yourself in Green Hornet? I didn't see it.
He was always trying to be a holistic person. The fight, the philosophy, the better human being.
Martial art has a very, very deep meaning as far as my life is concerned.
And he was a very literate guy. You know, he really did read and really did study and really did think.
All type of knowledge ultimately means self-knowledge.
He had a huge library of books in his den from the ceiling to the floor. Any book I pick up, there were notations about what was good, what was functional, what was no good.
As an actor, as a martial artist, as a human being, all these I have learned from martial art.
Most of the writings in the Tao of Jeet Kune Do are Western influenced, and they come directly from fencing and boxing books. And you can take most of the passages in that book and trace them to their roots, verbatim. He might have changed fighter from fencer, but pretty much it's intact.